Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at RonSiegelRadio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries, as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family, your business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Before we get into our intriguing content today, please join me in welcoming our featured guests and repeat offenders, both of them. Michelle Patterson, Women Network, welcome.
Welcome. Well, thank you. It's always good to be on the show.
Glad to have you with us. And Karin Hall, U Direct IRA Services, welcome.
Good morning.
Happy Coffee Day.
Happy Coffee Day, absolutely. And let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance-related questions, I am a consumer advocate looking out for you. And you can reach out to me directly at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskull, broadcasting.
While I do have a great team, when it comes to developing a financing plan or plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. And yes, of course, we are celebrating today. I didn't bring any with me, but today is National Coffee Day. Karin, you've got some there. We don't want to advertise.
No,
but,
here we go.
Especially being that they're not giving anything away today.
No, I had to pay for it.
Look at that. I mean, the highest priced coffee in America, and on National Coffee Day, they don't give away any coffee. But because you are a listener to Ron Siegel Radio, I do have the locations for you. Krispy Kreme, they're number one today. I don't know if you like their coffee or not. They're going to give you a free 12-ounce cup of coffee and an original glazed donut. How could you eat just one of those donuts? I don't know. Of course, I've eaten anorexia, so that's a simple solution there. Dunkin' Donuts, not offering free coffee, but there's a big discount in any medium coffee, 66 cents. I don't know where they came up with 66 cents, but that's the number. Tim Hortons. Treat your coworker to a free cup of coffee at Tim Hortons. We don't have any of those around here, I don't believe. Starbucks, yeah, we're going to give them the buzzer. They're going to build a tree in Mexico. Isn't that exciting? Pilot Flying J, that's where the truck stops. So they're hitting the road. Make sure you get a free cup of coffee or any other hot beverage. Keurig, you make your own. So don't even worry about theirs. I don't think they're going to give you anything free either. National Coffee Day, that is today. I hope you're celebrating. I hope you are enjoying the day as we always do. Moving right along, taking a look at the markets. Dow Jones down 1753 as we speak right now. Oil, you got to love it. Oil has gone up 85 cents a barrel, all because the liars in the Middle East have decided that they're going to cut their production. Does anybody really believe them in the Middle East?
So I know whose ass to kick.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, there's not a chance in the world. They never follow through on what they say, but the markets still like to listen to them. I don't know why, but we can take a look while we're sitting here and chatting together this morning, because the national average on gasoline, $2.20.9 a barrel, just up so slightly from yesterday. Here in the state of confusion, $2.75.7 per gallon of gasoline is the average price, almost the same as what we pay in the oil-producing state of Hawaii. Yeah, they're number one. We're number two in the idea. Have you ever been to Hawaii? Do you remember seeing all those refineries over there? Yeah, no, neither do I. But, you know, they ship the gas over there due to the benefits that we enjoy here in the state of confusion of Benedict Arnold Schwarzenegger. Yes, we do get to pay an extra 42 cents a gallon. Thank you, Eddie. But, you know, we use a lot of gas. We get to, you know, deal with that, climate change or cap and trade or whatever Benedict Arnold had to say about it. I don't know. Let's keep voting for the same people and tax ourselves even more money than we already are. And that way we can help at least those 254,000 people this week that filed first-time unemployment claims. We'll probably get the reading. A week from Friday, we get the reading on how many jobs were created in the month of September. I am sure that there will be less jobs created for the entire month than there are people that filed for first-time unemployment this past week. But, hey, the government tells us that's good, so I guess we're supposed to believe that.
But we have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it.
Yeah, we got to pass it and figure it out. Unbelievable. Third and final reading on the second quarter GDP came in. We are growing at a whopping 1.4% growth in the United States of America. We are now on average for the president's entire tenure at a whopping 1.8% growth for the entire tenure that he has been in office. And the National Association of Realtors reported contracts to buy previously owned homes fell 2.4%. Not looking very good out there, but those are the numbers that we see. I will share with you, though, as we speak, the senior citizens amongst us. Yeah, you're probably not too excited to know that the U.S. 10-year Treasury is paying a whopping 1.58%, but that's better than Germany, where the 10-year bund doesn't even give you all your money back, or Japan, they don't give you all your money back either. You have to pay them to hold your money. If you would like to pay somebody to hold your money, just send it my way, 800-306-1990, and you can pay me to hold your money for you. That's what they're doing in Germany. That's the whole idea there. Moving right along, political scene, you gotta love it. We're still getting more fallout from the debates. You gotta love watching these debates, and I just have so much fun. I am a self-proclaimed political junkie, so yes, I was the one person that was staring and watching the debates all evening. I was tweeting out the information, caught a little by surprise at the end of the debate, and I have a feeling that Mrs. Clinton might have been caught a little by surprise too, because she brought up something from 20 years ago. Now, I don't know whether Mrs. Clinton wants to ring up all the things that happened 20 years ago, maybe even 30 years ago in some court cases that she was representing people. We won't go there. But let's think about this former Miss Universe that Mrs. Clinton brought up. Have you heard the stories about this young lady, Alicia Machado? Watched an interview with her, and it was very, very fascinating that when asked if there was anybody that could corroborate the statements or the assertions she made or allegations she made against Mr. Trump, there were none. Surprising. She just said that, well, I don't think he should be president, and that's why he's made those comments. There is video of them in the White Room. Some people say that he might have saved her career, but what career did Mr. Trump help her save? Well, she's allegedly has a daughter with an infamous Mexican drug lord. Yeah, I don't think that one came out during the debate. She may have threatened to murder a judge. That's part of her past. Made ignorant comments about other countries, modeled for Playboy, and was kicked off of a reality show. No, it wasn't The Apprentice. For having sex with another contestant on film. Great past. I wonder if that's who all of Mrs. Clinton's associations. Well, you need a second. Yeah, there probably are a lot of Mrs. Clinton's associations. We've just seen that in the past. That's who she's referencing as being her gold bearer standard in a worldwide debate. Just a thought there. Talking about scandals, how about John Stump? He's on the in the news a lot. Have you heard about John Stump? It's very fun watching him squirm. Very interesting, the political grandstanding right now. John Stump, CEO of Wells Fargo. Now, the secretary, the treasurer of the state of California, yeah, he's the one running for governor, says the state will not be doing any business with Wells Fargo for 1 year. I wonder if anybody cares. But here's the thought process right there. There were 254,000 employees for Wells Fargo, and apparently 5,000 of them were caught doing some things that they should not be doing, opening accounts for people, credit cards for people. Question about it, that is wrong. But holy cow, they're gonna chastise the entire company. 249,000 employees doing the job the right way are going to get in trouble because 5,000 who were fired were not. Am I the only one missing something here? But hey, it's good TV for the committees in Washington, D.C. Amazing. How do you figure that? I want one of these CEOs, just one of them, to turn around when they're being questioned by these people in the Senate and the House, to turn around and just turn their records around and ask them about their records at the same time. Wouldn't that be refreshing if somebody asked some of these people at the same exact time about their record? And why is it that there were 300 million people in America, there are 300 million people in America, and there was no oversight on the mortgage crisis? Where were all these senators? Why? I wonder when they asked, when Elizabeth Warren came out and asked Mr. Stump about returning or why he didn't resign, I wonder why he didn't ask her why she didn't resign when she lied about being an American Indian. I just wonder those things. It's just, you know, it's just me. I'm just a simple guy just asking simple questions. And you are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, home sales expected to increase nicely in 2017. What your credit card offers say about you. Do interest rates matter to the average person? The women's conference is coming up. We're going to chat about it and your retirement. It's important We're going to talk about that as well. You can tell we got a lot to cover today. Remember, you can reach us anytime. Our off-air number is 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us at facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you. But the replay is going to be there right there on Ron Siegel 1. Ron Siegel, the numeral 1, about 500,000 people a month are watching replays. Catch us right there. Stay tuned. We will be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
What if your family business could help clothe a less fortunate family? Or your restaurant could feed truly hungry people? What if you could help to comfort the lonely? Plant sustainable resources where nothing has ever grown before? Or make a child's lifelong wish come true? What if all you had to do was simply do nothing more than what your business already does every day? Would you do it? Introducing Processing for a Cause, a unique program that turns a percentage of your business's credit card volume into ongoing donation dollars for nonprofit organizations and foundations. Simply switch your credit card processing provider to Processing for a Cause and begin supporting a worthy cause today. The process is simple, and the cause will change lives forever. Processing for a Cause.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I'll be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by the area-trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text PAIR. P-E-A-R to 79564. Get a professional equity analysis review sent directly to you. You need to chat with a real estate professional to get that information. You will not get it by just going online. Those services cannot provide that data to you. They don't have enough information to do it. Home sales expected to increase nicely in 2017. The National Association of Realtors, the Mortgage Bankers Association, Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae are all projecting that home sales will increase in 2017. We're going to post a chart right there, Ron Siegel Radio, on Facebook for what each one of them are projecting the sales increases to be. But nice increase. Got to love that. When the sales are going up, there is good demand out there for real estate. There has not been a tremendous supply, and interest rates, well, whether you like it or not, they are still very, very low. For if you're buying a house, you like it. If you're retiring, you probably don't like it, just because that's where you go when it's time to really get safe with your money. Is a lot of people go into the treasuries, and that 1.5%, not a great place to be, but that's where you are, and that is the real-time real estate segment today, being brought to you by the area-trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text PAIR, P-E-A-R, to 79564. So one of the things we're chatting this morning, Michelle Patterson is in the Women Network. I always say women. I guess I'm wrong there, right?
You're wrong. Very bad.
Wait a second. I think somebody's got the buzzer here. We'll have to get – there we go. It's a little slow. Yes.
It's okay.
I'm always slow, right? That's a simple guy. I am slow. So Women Network, we got a little event coming up.
Got a little event, yeah.
What's going on?
A global event.
We've
got in our 30th year, we've got the California Women's Conference.
You must have started this at 9 or something?
Yes, I did. I actually did. I mean, I interviewed
-1
the governor the same year that he started the conference for the 8th grade school paper. So,
wow.
Yeah, and we've had, you look at just the growth of this conference. I mean, it truly is a global entity. So a man started the California Women's Conference.
Not going to go there at all. I can only get myself in trouble.
You can go there. It got George Duke Majan. He started it with women opened up businesses, and they were family needs. He said, let's bring these resources together. Let's bring, and that's why I love, you know, my co-host here is Karin today talking about IRA. But really, let's give the information to women so that they can live their best life, so they can have these tools.
So what do you expect when you get there? What would I expect? I've said this before. I was very, very misinformed, ignorant, because until you were on the first time, I was sitting on a women's conference. It's narrow for me to think that it would be only women.
Right. We have 30% men that attend. And so this is about women.
And it's not in San Francisco.
And it's not in San Francisco.
Okay.
And it's about women, you know, leading the future. And it's getting connected, getting inspired, getting results. When you go there, you have speakers that range from Gabrielle Bernstein to, and I love this one, I'm so excited to meet David Allen, the best-selling author of Getting Things Done. You've got fitness guru Shalene Johnson.
And you have David Allen starting this whole thing at the very beginning.
Yeah, you know what? And I got to say, embarrassingly, I was 5 minutes late to our discussion with David Allen. How are you late to a call with David Allen Getting Things Done in time management?
You should have him be the very first speaker. That way people will get things done while they're there.
And be on time and rock and roll it. But what happens at this conference is truly, truly magical. You leave there, and it's about women getting empowered and having the tools and women coming together collectively so that we do amazing things together.
Where's it at?
Long Beach Convention Center. So we take over the entire convention center. We had 7,500 this last year. We're anticipating 10,000, although we're right on the cusp selling out. Normally, it goes a few weeks before, but we're 2 months out and we're almost full.
So where are you going to go next, being that you're going to have to get a bigger venue?
You know, the nice thing is the venue can take in from a capacity standpoint. So we're filling it. We're going to fill the arena.
Nice. So, okay, so you, David Allen, and how long is the event?
Yeah, so it's 2 days, although we just added a new day. So it's December 7th and 8th, which is a Wednesday and a Thursday.
Those days have been there before. We've had those days before.
We've had those days before, so now we've added. We're not letting you in, Ron, but for others.
I'm used to that. I'm very comfortable with that.
We're adding
it
a Tuesday night and having individuals come, just because we've got such a great response. But it's amazing to see the organizations and the groups that are showing up. We've got Wynn Claybaugh, co-founder of Paul Mitchell. Start going down the list. Marie Osmond, who's going to be sending a message.
Now I really can't go because she's telling everybody how to lose weight. I mean, I see her commercials all day long. And, you know, some people that are watching on Ron Siegel Radio realize that I might be a little overweight.
Tyra Banks will be. We've got Tyra Beauty, who's happening. So women that have been able to go ahead and raise their families, raise their organizations, and be able to share what is it they did. And we're talking about the issues, talking about women receiving equal pay, women being able to go ahead. What does healthcare look like for women? What does issues and how we can go ahead and take those resources back to our communities.
Seems fascinating. I love the idea that you're doing it beyond the silly season. I had an attorney come in, and he used this term, and I love it, because as we lead up to the elections, right, I mean, everything's kind of crazy right now. So you're beyond the silly season of the elections. You'll have some clarity, and hopefully nobody will be talking politics there.
Well, we looked at that very closely, and I'm assuming you're referring to our election time, because that's a great way to describe it, Ron. But really looking at December, it's a great opportunity for individuals to give a gift back, to take a gift for yourself. It's taking 2.5 days to look at what do I want 2017 to look like, and to be able to live your best life. So employers, entrepreneurs, you know, people that want to be able to go ahead and network with the top talent, getting connected and be inspired, and then getting results. Let's have actions achieved from this event.
Looks like it's a great gift to give yourself for the new year. I mean, obviously December, you're in the holiday time. I don't know how many people are actually thinking about the new year then at that early, right? Because it's, you know, you're at the holidays.
Well, we're about 1,000 in that we have had all the speakers that we've gone after. I mean, people are coming back to us going, okay, I'm carving that time. So we've already booked out and already working on 2017,
wow,
which is also the first week in December. It's our month. And again, it's a great time to celebrate. There's 300 exhibit booths. So it's phenomenal.
So tell me
shopping.
Tell me about a women's event with shopping.
Exactly.
Little would anybody think about that.
We've got our wine garden. We've got our shopping. And women who will show up literally bringing.
Michelle, you got to back up.
Back that bus up.
Wine garden? We won't even go anywhere else. You sure I can't get in? Holy, a wine garden.
Got some different performers. We've got some wild guests that are showing up.
So is it all business women, or is it women dealing with their whole life? Maybe they're not.
Women. It's
okay.
Women representing. We've got Glitter Magazine News coming, and their demographic is 18 to 24. We've got women that are in their 70s. So it really covers the full gamut. And this is a platform that focuses on women doing amazing things, everything from the United Nations all the way to Black Enterprise to NAVO. We have all these groups coming together, so it's a global summit. And what we're realizing very, very quickly is that we are better together. Women network better together, and it's an opportunity.
I think I've heard that slogan somewhere,
right?
Before.
Did you get a tattooed on your arm?
Oh, yeah. That's why we're long sleeves. So it sounds like I go there and learn a lot. Now, do you break things apart? So, you know, like a 70-year-old woman really not have the same desires and needs as a 25-year-old, or are they all in the same?
Yeah, so we have, when you go in, you're able to sign up for different panel discussions. There's three different areas. We have our inspiration stage. We've got our get connected stage, and we've got our results stage. And we've done some phenomenal things. I mean, I shared with you International Women's Day, we're March 8th, where we broke the record. We had the most live streaming coming in. We partnered with organizations like Unify, and we came in and had individuals from all over the world. So we have that same thing. So along with having people in Long Beach, we've got 200 countries that are participating. So we'll be live streaming.
I was going to ask you that. So it's going to be live stream this time again?
Yes.
It's amazing what technology will do with abilities and getting people to do those type of things.
Well, even just 2 years ago, we couldn't do this, and now we can absolutely do this, which I know your audience goes all over the world. You have people that are
right.
Tuning in right now.
It's amazing. It looks like it's going to be a lot of – what's the cost?
Yeah, so you can go. It's $149 for all 3 days. You all can go ahead. There's an opportunity. We still have a few exhibit booths. We still have – opportunity to get tables that are on the floor. So exhibit booths range from 1,500. You've got tables ranging from 2,500 up to 10,000.
So we'll have to get you to have somebody post right there on Ron Siegel Radio on Facebook what all these things are, so people can go and find it and go there and put it on your calendar for.
I have a question. If I can, what's your website? Because
yes,
look this up.
If you go to womennetwork.com.
Don't put an S in there.
Don't put an S. Just womennetwork.com. You'll find us, and you can go in. You can see all the different events that we do. And you can also, from there, click on events, and you can go to directly is California Women's conference.com.
That one gets an S.
That one does get an S.
Okay, so you're going to confuse me. I'm a simple guy, and you're confusing us. We're going to post
it
all right.
It's how we vet people out.
Now you know why I'm not invited. We'll talk more about
this. And go in and nominate. We have an award ceremony, so you can go in, nominate women that have inspired you, that have motivated you.
If I nominated anybody other than my wife, I'd get shot. So
nominate your wife. I know your wife. You should be online right now nominating
her. I'm online. She might even be watching.
And you know who else is watching. I told you about my phone call that happened this last week.
Uh-oh. We're going to chat about it when we come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. Who called Michelle? We're going to ask her when we come back and figure it out. We're also going to talk about what credit card offers say about you. Do interest rates matter to the average person? Do you want to retire? Are you planning for it? Do you have an IRA? We'll chat about that as well. You can reach us anytime. Call our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio on Twitter. At Ron Siegel. If you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube. Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Do you own real estate or have assets over $150,000? Do you know one of your heirs will be the probate courts and the IRS? If you don't have a living trust, you will go through probate. Call Heritage Financial Services toll-free at 1-855-434-7400 for a free review. Check us out on Facebook, Heritage Financial Service in Lake Forest, California. That's 1-855-434-7400. Again, 1-855-434-7400.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trust guidance. That's my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio. Or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by our friends over at Gold Star Mortgage. If you're ready for that next mortgage, they've got it for you. Just give them a call. They'll be ready to stand by or give me a call, put you in touch with the right people there. They'll help you with all of your needs. Do interest rates matter to the average person? More, they matter more than they should is the answer that I'm going to give you is a very simple man's answer. People look at it and they say the interest rates are the most important thing. Yet, and it's probably going to deal with your largest investment. So think about this concept right here. You're going to go and you're going to buy a house for $200,000, $400,000, $1 million, $100,000, whatever your number is. It's your mansion. It's your palace. And you go out there and all that you ask, I hear these phone calls all day, every day. What's the interest rate? Now, let me ask you this very, very simple question. It's your biggest investment. It's going to take care of your family for life. It's where you put your security, you put your kids, you educate your children, your whole family. When you have a medical issue, I've never heard anybody, and I just answered this question to a friend of mine. Brent Humphreys is on with us frequently. And he wanted to know where in Southern California can he get the absolute best orthopedic surgeon? He needs one for his son. I wonder if the next question he's going to ask is, where can I get the cheapest surgeon? If you need a heart procedure, if you need knee procedure, if you need, I had a gastric bypass surgery. Do you go and do you say, where is the cheapest? Well, it's not usually you want the best. Well, when you talk about interest rates, don't you think that would tie in there? Where do you get the best service? Where do you get the best guidance? We talk 70% of first-time marriages in California and Orange County end in divorce. Do people go and say, where do I get the cheapest attorney? Or do you go and say, where can I get the best attorney? Think about these things. And when it comes to interest rates, it should be the same thing. Where am I going to get the best guidance, the best counsel? Talking frequently with a lady right now who's buying a new home. And she's wanting to know where she can come up with her down payment. Yet she's got a 401k, she's got an IRA, she's got savings. These are all different resources that she has. If she's not getting good counsel, does the extra $20 a month really matter? Because that's probably the difference between the interest rates from the best to the worst, $20, $30, $40 a month. Not usually a huge amount. Just a thought there to share with you. Get the best guidance you can as opposed to necessarily the cheapest. Just a thought. That is the Mortgage Minute, again, brought to you by Gold Star Mortgage. Give me a call. I'll put you in touch with them if you are in the market for a new mortgage. I think they can do some good stuff for you. So in chatting this morning, Michelle Patterson is in Women Network, and I've got the Women's Conference for the Women Network. I got to figure all those out. Karen Hall is in with us, and we're going to chat this morning about I might have thought about that before. Self-directed IRAs. We've been talking with a lady about an IRA.
Yeah.
Now, she couldn't use a self-directed IRA for her own property.
No, not for her own property. But you know what? The IRS does let you take your IRA, and you can take a distribution from a regular IRA without a penalty if it's for a first-time home purchase.
Great information. I love that. Really?
Yeah.
Is there a limit?
No, it's not self-directed IRA, but an IRA is an IRA, and that's one of the things you can do with it.
So you can take money out for a
Yeah. I mean, you have to pay tax on it, but it's penalty free.
Nice.
First time home buyer. Yeah.
So as we always suggest, and I'm sure Karen was going to get to this as we continue our conversation, neither of us are tax experts, although Karen has a ton of experience there. Consult the tax experts. They should be part of your household board of directors, somebody who is a specialist in tax. So what can we do? I'm hearing a lot of people that are talking about IRAs. I mean, we just talked to, ironically enough, that you're on a Thursday when we are talking about 254,000 people having just lost their jobs. They might have IRAs that they're moving
or
into.
Or 401Ks that can roll over. Yeah. Or 457s, 403Bs. Yeah, exactly.
Now you've gone way past my 457.
I know. That's the government. That's if you work for the government.
Okay, I thought you were talking about a freeway or something.
The fours, right? Yeah.
Right, exactly. Yeah. So you can move all those things into self-directed.
Right, you can. Yeah, rollover, employer plans transfer, IRAs, IRA to IRA transfer.
Now, don't give me any
financial guidance.
No financial guidance. That's not going to happen here.
But if I were to leave my job,
yes,
should I leave my 401k in place with the employer, or should I move it?
I can't tell you what you should do. I tell you what you can do. Okay. And you can roll it over into an IRA with a soft
target. No one's listening. It's just you and I.
I know. That's just Ron Siegel Radio Show.
Right.
Yeah, no, but I can't tell you what you should do. But right. You do have that choice, and that's what self-directed IRAs give you, is a choice to take your retirement money and not put it where, you know, just in the stock market, because you, that's the only choice. It is one, but you may not even realize that your IRA, you could take your IRA and buy a house. And just like when your IRA is a share Apple stock and you get that dividend back,
right,
your IRA can buy a house. And instead of a dividend, your IRA gets a rent payment. So it's just, it's the same kind of bucket. An IRA is an IRA, but the asset that the IRA holds, the asset in that bucket can be different, can be an alternative asset like a house, or your IRA can buy a performing or non-performing note. Your IRA can lend money to people and, you know, like maybe make a trustee to somebody wanting to buy a house. Your IRA can actually be a mortgage banker for, you know, and I make the
Being loan. Wells Fargo's not in California.
Yeah, you know, private lending, P2P, that's getting a lot of steam. And, or your IRA can custom precious metals too, or you buy raw land, but probably 95% or more of our account holders are investing in real estate of some sort.
So let me ask, because you and I have talked a lot about the investing part of the IRA.
Right.
But I don't think we've ever discussed the distribution part.
The distribution, well, this is good because I'm fresh off of a class.
Oh, okay.
Taking a continuing ed class all last week, so you ask away, I've got
So
it.
My biggest question would be is, the when you get to the point of the required minimum distribution,
R&D time, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You have to start liquidating some of the assets so that there is cash available.
Yeah, you can. Now, what you can do, say your IRA has a house and no real liquid cash, and this is your only IRA and it has a house. What you can do is you can retitle the property every year, put a percentage in your own name, and then you have to get an appraisal, and then you get then you move that, you have a title person move it over to your own name, then you get 1099 for that portion that you've taken personally, but your IRA has to have enough money every year to pay for that appraisal, and it gets kind of expensive. So a lot of times at the RMD phase, a lot of people will liquidate their asset at that time, leave it in an IRA so that it's still tax deferred, and then just take it out as they need it and pay the tax as they take the money out. So these are choices that you have, yeah.
But the bottom line to that is you have to plan ahead for it.
You do, and you should, right?
Right.
I mean, that's the reason we're in a lot of trouble that we're in, is because we don't plan, or we give it to somebody else and say, hey, you make all the decisions. I don't want to think about this. You just do it for me. But with a self-directed IRA, you're doing it yourself. And then, I mean, that we need to take responsibility for our own retirement. There's
too many
people retiring, right?
Well, you know, something that's very interesting, because we covered a story last week, I think it was, might have been earlier this week, that the average Social Security payment is $1,365.
I think that's how much it cost when I filled up down the street.
Right. Exactly.
You know.
But you think about that. And then I was sitting with some folks last night at a event, and we were talking about this, and three of the people that were there said that they couldn't believe that that was a factual number, because they were all getting less than that.
My.
As there's, I mean, none of them were living off of it,
right?
But they were getting less. They had, if they hadn't planned,
right?
Can you imagine trying to live on less than $1,300 a month?
This is how IRAs were created. You know, it was Gerald Ford who signed the ERISA laws into effect in '74, and they went to effect in '75. The reason they came up is because the government could see that Social Security was, you know, winding down, may not be there in the future. And
also
so
known as the Ponzi scheme.
Well, okay. Okay.
Say that. I'm not going to ask you.
And so, you know, we have to have a plan B.
Right.
So IRAs were created. So it's been for more than 40 years. And so more than 40 years, you'd be able to invest your retirement outside of Wall Street. And we'll just don't know that.
So I'll put you on the spot, being you just went to this continuing education class.
Man, tell me. Go ahead.
So what are some of the other fun things we should know about the when we get to retirement age?
Right.
What are some of the fun things that are interesting? Things that maybe when you went in there, you kind of just scratched your head and said, wow, I hadn't thought about that in the past. Was there anything you
maybe
came
was
with?
Spending 8 hours, an entire day, talking about what happens when someone passes away and you inherit an IRA and the rules that govern all that. Like, did the person pass away before their RMD date or after they turn 70 half. It's a lot of detail, and that's why people have degrees as estate planning attorneys and things like this, because it's more than you want me to talk about on the air. So, but if someone passes away, you can inherit their IRA. It doesn't go through their estate. It goes directly to you as a beneficiary. And now here, you've got their IRA. So you've got choices on the ways to take distribution. So if you're somebody who has received an inherited IRA, I mean, you need to make choices right now. You don't wait to make these choices. Contact a financial advisor right now and say, hey, look, I inherited an IRA. What do I do? So that you handle it right, so that you still have all those choices available to you, like taking a lump sum distribution or distributing over 5 years or taking it over the lifetime of the deceased. And there are more choices than that. So
I'm just gonna,
that's a lot. I know.
Being that we're going to break, I'm not going to ask
you.
You
really
to
wanted
comment,
me to answer that question.
How do I take it over the lifetime of the deceased, being they're deceased? But
it's a full moon on a Tuesday, and then then you do it this way.
Interesting. Well, there's obviously a lot to know about self-direct IRAs and dealing with your IRA whenever you need it. But plan in advance and plan to get a hold of Karen so she can give you some of the great information on self-directing. Because now Karen gave us this guidance. She does one area of the world. I just throw things out there because I'm not sure doesn't like me, but you know, don't leave your 401k with your prior employer. Send it to somebody like Karen, because one thing that I can almost promise you is your 401k with a prior employer is limited to what they let you invest in. When you self-direct, the world opens to you. So it's a big, big difference. At least explore the conversation. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, what your credit card offers say about you, more discussion on the women's conference coming up, self-directed IRAs, maybe we can even retire someday. And to reach us anytime, call our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter @ronsiegel. Stay tuned. We will be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams, or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Isn't it time you found out the truth about FHA-insured home equity conversion? No, it's not your grandfather's reverse mortgage. This just may be the finest financial planning strategy available for all homeowners of retirement age. Helping protect what you've earned is the job of your board of directors with continued education. Major research has shown that using a HECM will significantly enhance the success rate of a retiree's portfolio and legacy. Please allow us to educate. For your complimentary consultation, call Jay Kaplan at 949-300-3855. That's 949-300-3855.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGELLendingTeam.com or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap@ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Word on Wealth segment today being brought to you by Heritage Financial Services. If you don't have a trust and you do own real estate, the rest of us in California are going to be very, very thankful. And the reason is you're going to be sending a lot of money to Sacramento that you don't need to. Talk to Heritage Financial. They've got a great trust, the best I've ever seen. And if you are a listener of Ron Siegel Radio, go to the gift bag and you can get a $300 discount on a trust. $300 discount. One of the least expensive trusts I've ever seen. Best trust I have ever seen. And a 25% discount for being a listener of Ron Siegel Radio. Go to RSR Gift Bag. Text RSR Gift Bag to 79564. You'll get one of those, a coupon for the trust. What your credit card offer says about you is the subject of our Word on Wealth segment today. Think about this. If you're getting a lot of credit card offers in the mail, could it be that your credit score is not as high as it should be? Who do you think the credit card companies want to target? Do you think they want to target the people with 800 FICO scores, or do you think they want to target people with 500 or 600 FICO scores? Here's a hint. They charge more interest the lower your FICO score is. That's why, in my opinion, the credit bureaus keep your credit scores low. They want your credit scores to be as low as possible. That's why they're the only industry that I know of that can get 600,000 complaints a year to the FTC and stay in business. Can you imagine that? I mean, Wells Fargo, they fired 5,000 people because of some complaints. 600,000 a year to FTC. Think about that concept. If you're getting a lot of credit card offers, you really need to be looking and saying, hey, what's going on here? Why is that happening? And maybe if you don't believe you've got a poor credit score, a poor credit rating, there might be an error on your credit report that you need to take a look at, and we'll do that for you for free. Just give me a call at 800-306-1990. I'll show you how you can do it. Get your real FICO score, not the FICO scores that are being offered on TV all the time. That is Word on Wealth segment, again, brought to you by Heritage Financial Services. Continuing our conversation, who knew when we booked Michelle Patterson talking about the Women's Conference, the Karen was going to be here the same time talking, and you obviously lead a company,
yes,
right? And obviously a woman, right? Not a big surprise there.
In fact, that is true.
Two ladies amazing on this show today, right? Leading companies. So one of the things, Michelle, you chat about at the conference is there's a massive role for women in the world, and I think a lot of times it's taken for granted. The tough job, we were talking during the break, that I got sick and got to do some of what my wife was doing and realized how much easier it is for those of us that are lucky enough just to go to work and not deal with the family responsibility, the work responsibility, juggling a house, and having a pain in the neck husband to come home every day.
Well, I love meeting Karen, and we've talked about the conference, and it's like, okay, Michelle, I need to be there. I mean, this is exactly
Absolutely.
The conversations that we need to be having. So what we focus on is working with women to live their best life. So it's career, physical, financial, social, and community. And oftentimes the financial piece, we leave it up for somebody else to make these decisions. And we really put ourselves at a disadvantage when, Ron, we're 78% of the consumer. We're 85% of the decision maker in the household. Except for your household, it's more like 98%
exactly.
in the household.
100, you're 100% correct.
Right? If you think about it, I mean, and these brands and what's happening is women are waking up to, we can step into being able to look at these variables. And no longer are we in situations where we don't have representation on boards and we don't have women that are participating in these pieces. So I love the work that Karen's doing. And she left a company and said, you know what, I'm going to start my own business. Mm-hmm. And that's exactly what's happening is women supporting women. We're coming together. We're looking at, okay, here are the resources. I have a gift in this area. You have a gift in this area. When we come together, that's when we create that magic. How can we collectively help supporting one another?
See, I don't even have to be here because the two of you got it.
You really
going.
Don't.
We'll take okay, I'll go ahead. I'll take
it. Well, we need somebody to actually push the button.
I found my
calling. We're the talent.
100%. I say that all the time. I'm blessed to have so many great guests come on all the time. I get to learn. Now, that's one of the things. It sounds to me like that's what the conference is going to be all about, is giving people a forum to learn.
Well, and stepping into their greatness. Women do not understand how much they're bringing to the table. There's this underlining theme. I don't know if we got dropped in our head, but it's this mindset of, are we enough? Do we matter? The world needs us right now, clearly. The world needs us to step into our greatness. The world needs the Karns of the world to say, hey, I've got this tremendous gift, and to be able to offer that back. And so when you do come together and you realize you're not alone, that you do have this community, this sisterhood of women that are coming together to help support, and great men as well. Men are coming, they're stepping in and recognizing what's happening is we're only tapping into 50% of the talent pool. We need to tap into 100% of the talent pool. This is not about men against women.
So it goes back to the same question though, Michelle, why?
Why? Because companies flourish. Well, why they don't is because for several reasons. It's a scarcity mentality. It's, you know, if I let you in, then dollars are going to go out the door to another.
It's just poor leadership.
It's
because I hear that all the time, right? I mean, a lot of when I go out and visit businesses, Karen, you probably see this as well because of dealing. I would imagine a lot of people that are self-directing their IRA are business people, right? That they want to find a way to manage, and there's so many laws and so many rules. There's a lot of business people out there that they don't want to hire somebody that's better than them because they feel like they're going to get shown up.
Well, and you look at companies, there's studies that show that companies that have that diversity, you know, and we don't want it to be. I mean, Carter and I look at each other. We don't want to be all women. That would be a problem. It really is about
having
that diversity.
As a man in the room, I would say, you know something, if my wife could go out and earn the living and take care of the kids and do the cooking and cleaning, heck, I could go golfing. That would be great. Don't tell her. Don't let her hear you say that though.
Well, we have more opportunity than ever, don't you think? I mean, it's because of people like you that we've got opportunities and the doors have opened and things have changed because of all the women that came before us. So we're so lucky to be where we are right now.
Well, what I think too is being able to step into this and realizing that we weren't made where we have all the gifts. I was given a gift, you were given a gift. Ron.
Well, there's exceptions. There's exceptions to every rule.
We're not supposed to have all the gifts. What we are supposed to do, though, is show up together. And I'll give you an example. We did an event, and it was about human trafficking, you know, a horrific issue that's affecting our world, all over our world. And we had an event, and I stepped up to just MC and really welcome everybody. And there's two women in the front that were in tears. And we had groups from CAST and YWCA, Truckers Against Traffic. And these women, I said, why are you crying? And they said, we've never had coffee together. We've never sat down. We have the same passion to eradicate human trafficking, but we've never collectively come together. And it's going to take us coming together. It's not just one organization that's going to be able to do this. We need to come together. And that's what this is about. It's women network, recognizing we're better together, truly.
And ironically enough, it's funny that you mentioned the trafficking. We're going to be doing a full broadcast on human trafficking coming up. I never realized until just recently, the number three city in America for human trafficking, number three in America, Anaheim, California.
You've got to be kidding.
No.
Nope.
Number
Anaheim,
three.
California.
Oh, it's epidemic levels.
New York, Las Vegas, and Anaheim.
It's surpassed. This horrific issue has surpassed drug trafficking. And the reason why is because the monetary value that's placed. I mean, after somebody passes away, you're still able to use their body parts. I mean, it's just, it's disgusting. And we need to address the elephant in the room, and where women can come together and our organizations can support one another. You know, you can't, you show up with a can of whip ass with 100 million women on the doorsteps of Congress, laws get changed.
Absolutely.
I mean, why are we not talking about these issues?
Major, they're major issues. We're going to talk more about that in the days and weeks to come. We've got, don't forget to go to the website. Again, Michelle, we want to make sure that you get that information posted right there on Ron Siegel Radio so people can go and sign up, attend the Women's Conference. December 7th and 8th, Long Beach. You look at all these pictures of all these people that are going to be there. It looks like it's going to be great. If you do intend at any point in your life to retire, I would highly recommend that you reach out to Karen Hall. Get that IRA working for you. If you've left a job, go find where all of those past job IRAs are or 401ks are and get them all consolidated with Karen, and you get a advisor to give you a great guidance on investing. They handle the rest of the paperwork and goodies for you. But also, you heard a lot of education right there. And be sure to set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to Steve, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money, help a lot of people, have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.
So fast.
Flew by.
Wow. Human trafficking.
You realize?
I
just heard that Anaheim.
Are you kidding me? I mean, like, people steal other people? In Anaheim.
Number three. They don't want to, obviously, they don't want to publicize it.
No, because they've got Disneyland. They're going to go to Disneyland.
Right. In fact, the person in charge
human
of human trafficking.